Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. In this episode, Steve Lastman with Villas of Distinction joins us to talk all about the incredible villa experiences they offer for your family vacations. Welcome to the podcast, Steve.
Thank you so much, Shannon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm really looking forward today to learning more about Villas of Distinction. And Steve, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the company?
Well, sure. I'm vice president of Villas of Distinction. It is my job to speak to travel advisors, as well as go out and find this incredible product. I always like to start with what makes Villas of Distinction different than anyone else, and why do travel advisors really want to work with us? Our goal, which is stated on every piece of material we send out, is we don't want to have the most villas. We just want to have the best villas. So when you compare us to some of these do-it-yourself sites like Airbnb and HomeAway, their goal is to have the most villas. So they have like 7 million villas, 8 million villas. You cannot possibly vet and inspect that many properties and guarantee the quality of them. So at Villas of Distinction, we have just over 3,800 villas in 52 destinations around the globe. Every one of them has been inspected. Every one of them has been looked at. And we're going to stand behind the quality of what we're presenting to you. We are definitely the hottest product in travel right now. It really started back around August, September. People wanted to social distance their vacation. So what better place to social distance than in a private villa? So our business really, you know, right around Labor Day, we started seeing it take off. My background is really simple. I've been doing private villa vacations for over 16 years now. Prior to that, I worked for a major wholesale company that did really airland hotel packages. In my past history, I was a hotel manager for a few years. I worked for a cruise line for a few years. So I pretty much worked in the entire industry in some aspect of it, and an airline, by the way. United Airlines was my first job in the industry.
What do you see with families? Why is a villa a great vacation?
Well, number one, you're not at a resort with 5,000 people all clamoring for the same beach chair or all clamoring, you know, to swim in a certain area of the pool. You know, most of our villas, depending upon where they're located, come with their own private pools. So everything is private and everything is about you as a family. And what's really nice is we don't consider ourselves a villa rental company. We consider ourselves a villa experience company. And what's nice about you working with a company like ours is it's not like on the do-it-yourself sites. They have experiences, but it's here's a list of six experiences, pick one. And if that experience doesn't suit your fancy, well, oh well,
yeah,
these are the six
the
that we offer.
Yeah.
But if your guest comes to you and says, look, I'm going to Orlando, which is obviously our number one family vacation spot in the world. You say, you know, I'd like to do a character breakfast. Well, we can bring a character to the villa. So instead of spending money to go to Disney to spend 3 seconds with 5,000 screaming kids to get a 2-second picture, we can bring that character to the villa, spend a half hour with your family, an hour with your family,
wow,
take as many photos as you want. You know, so that really lends itself to a much better experience. Now, let's talk about Orlando for a minute, and then we'll talk about some other destinations. But in Orlando, our homes, all of them have their own private swimming pool. They have amazing game rooms. They have incredible themed bedrooms. So we have villas with Star Wars themed bedroom. We have one that's a Harry Potter themed bedroom, where the bedroom is actually a train. It is literally the Harry Potter train. And then the kids enter the door and sleep in the bunk beds. We have a new one that's called a glamping room, where the kids, the bedroom looks like it's outside in the forest and they're sleeping in tents and in cabins. We have a princess bedroom where they're sleeping with Cinderella and Belle. We have a Moana bedroom where they're actually sleeping on the Moana raft. So we have these amazing themed bedrooms. We have incredible gourmet kitchens. We have theater rooms with lounge seats like you see in the movie theaters now. that you can watch. So what I like to tell people is when I used to take my kids to Disney or to Universal, it was great when we were at the park because the kids are occupied.
Right.
Well, what do you do when you come back from the parks? You know, you used to give them, back in my day, you give them a sleeve of quarters and say, go to the game room. Or you go to the swimming pool, you know, and you'd have to sit there and watch them with an eagle eye because there's 5,000 kids in the pool.
Right.
With your own private villa, you have game rooms, you have private pools. So it's a much more relaxing environment. And if you want a chef to come in and cook for you, the chef will come in and cook for you. If you don't, you cook yourself. That's the beauty of it. And you're going to save money because dollar for dollar, a villa is a better value for a family. And I'm going to give you an example, okay? If you look at Villa Nona, which is a 12-bedroom villa in Reunion, it's actually in Reunion, which is a 12 to 15-minute drive from the main transportation hub of Disney. And it's in a gated community, by the way. So Villa Nona, 12 bedrooms. In October, to rent all 12 bedrooms is $1,800 per night for 12 bedrooms. Now, you may not need 12, but let's just use that number.
Right.
So we take 1,800, we divide it by 12 bedrooms. That's $150 per bedroom per night. That's October. Now, the rates fluctuate based on the season, but I picked October because I know the rate of the hotel I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Now, compare that to the Grand Floridian.
Right. Okay. Oh, forget it.
So in October, a room at the Grand Floridian is anywhere between $750 and $1,000 per night for a bedroom. And that's all you get compared to the La Nona, about $150 per bedroom per night and private swimming pool, theater room, gourmet kitchen, and all the play area and playrooms and things to do at the villa. Now, couple that with food and beverage. The beauty of staying in a villa, you go to the grocery store. Now, we can pre-stock for you.
That's cool.
There's a fee to do that. Or you can go to the grocery store yourself, stock up on all the food. And I'll give you another example. Let's go to Los Cabos, okay? We have villas in Los Cabos that come fully staffed.
Nice.
So chef, butler, laundress, housekeeper. The average daily cost for food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner in a villa is $50 or less per person per day. Now you go to the one and only Palmilla, have breakfast there.
Oh,
breakfast is going to run you $50 to $75 per person per head for breakfast. So the savings on your food and beverage is absolutely incredible. For families, the reason a villa is your best bet is, one, the savings and the value and the size of the villa that you get. So you get a better value in living space and then the savings you have on your food and beverage expense. And we can tailor make any experience that your guest wants to them. We do a lot of family reunions.
Oh, yeah.
So like a family reunion, for instance, in Jamaica. We did one right before the pandemic in 2019. It was grandma's 95th birthday. They stayed at a villa called a Noble House, which is right outside of Montego Bay. If my memory serves me well, because we have so many villas, I believe it's an eight or nine bedroom villa. They wanted a reggae band to come to the villa and play for them one night to celebrate grandma's birthday. What did we do? We brought a reggae band in. They videotaped it. They sent us the videos. It was incredible.
I know that when folks go to your website, you can search. You've got it by destination, but you've also got collections like for families or pet friendly, things like that.
Yeah, well, I'm working on a new one. I'm working on getting some ranches out west.
Oh, right.
Which will be another drop down, you know, so people could do the all-inclusive, so to speak, ranch vacation where horseback riding, fly fishing, all your food. So that's coming soon.
So it sounds like you've traveled with your family. What have been some of your favorite spots that you've taken your family?
My favorite spot is always the last spot I've been to.
Okay.
I'm being
good.
Very honest.
Good. Yeah. It's great.
Because, you know, I love to travel. So, but they all have great memories. I mean, you know, obviously Jamaica is a great memory because of the staffed villas. And the staff is just fun. And we brought in a reggae band when I stayed there. My kids loved that. You know, we did a lot of the activities. I took them to obviously climb Dunn's River like everybody does. We did the rafting. I've had the jet packs brought to the beach.
Oh,
you know, those jet packs that you could actually fly in the
levitate
air. Levitate
off the ground. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So we did that. So we went horseback riding. So that was awesome. There's another place there called, I don't know if you've heard of Glistening Waters.
No.
It's where it has that plantain in the water that lights up at night.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. So they have that experience, you know. So there's really, I mean, no matter where you go, you can always find these experiences. Yep. And we want to make sure at the end of the day that we deliver wow. Okay. We want you to be wowed.
That's great.
And I can tell you 33% of our customers that book with us book again. And once they book a second time, it goes up to 60%. Once you get hooked on a villa, it's hard to go back to a hotel room.
I'm sure. It looks like
it. It really is.
And sounds like it. So Steve, I have to ask you, where are you going next?
Well, I've got a lot of business trips.
Right, of course.
Well, those don't count.
No.
But I am actually tying in a business trip with a little bit of fun at the end.
Good.
So I'm going to be going to Turks and Caicos.
Great.
In August. I'm going out for some business first, and then my wife's going to fly in and we're going to spend some extra days there. But let's see. My next big trip, you know, I'd go back to Italy in a heartbeat.
Can't wait to get back there.
Yeah, I haven't really planned much. I want to, you know, if you ask me what's on my wonder list.
Yeah, what's your wish list? What's
my wish
dreaming?
List? And some of it's villa related, some of it's not.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to do a African safari, and I think everybody should do one.
I agree.
I want to go to Scotland because I'm a whiskey guy. Okay. I went to Ireland and I made the mistake of not going to Scotland when I was in Ireland.
We got
some crazy castles in Ireland. I stayed in an incredible castle and I recommend that highly. But if you said to me, if I had any option to go anywhere in any of my villas, I would absolutely 100% go back to the Amalfi Coast in a heartbeat.
So great. Listeners can go to the website, check it out, talk to your travel advisor to learn more as well. And Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure to share the time with you, and I hope your audience got something out of this and it helped motivate them to travel.
Thank you. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for all the specifics from this episode and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together again on the next episode. Adventure awaits!